Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham, embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
The lovely voice of Trella Hart. I've got a few words to say about Trella Hart, a story to tell you about her in a moment. I'm Morgan Cunningham, and welcome to Spotlight Connecticut on this Saturday afternoon on WTIC News Talk 1080. But before I tell you my story about Miss Trella, I've got our Spotlight Connecticut headlines for you, and the first two take us to a small town in eastern Connecticut, where some students in the town of Andover, that's by Hebron and Glastonbury in Coventry, get bike helmets at no cost to the kids or their families. Using $1,500 from an overall $42,000 in federal COVID relief money for school enrichment programs, the school superintendent supported a town selectman's idea to provide local children with free bike helmets. After all, if they didn't use that funding for something, they'd lose it, which is something that's happening to leftover COVID dollars from coast to coast. A total of 55 families received the new gear. The school got sizes from students and brought the list to the Manchester Cycle Shop. Then the store's team fulfilled the order. Now, I know that in many ways, people are criticizing how a lot of the COVID money has been spent, as they should. You know, this is taxpayer money at the end of the day, and so people should be certainly allowed to question it, to be critical of it. But in this case, at least there is some kind of a direct benefit to the people that are going to be using what is the result of spending the COVID dollars, and the kids will hopefully get out and enjoy it this summer. In other news out of Andover, here's something else that in many ways involves the kids in town. Librarian Kathy Campen gets a legislative citation at the state capitol delivered by Republican State Representative Stephen Weir of that district, acknowledging her 25 years of service as the Children's Library Director at the Andover Public Library. She's being thanked for creating a caring and an educational environment for many children and adults consistently in the community. And I can tell you, having grown up in the same community that the kids are now in Andover, Kathy's great. And I knew her children, and it was always nice to go see her, a smiling face, at the library. And I didn't realize, although I guess it makes sense, given my age, and when I was growing up, remembering her at the library, I didn't realize that really 25 years have gone by. So, Kathy, a well-deserved congratulations to you. Recent guest and former Connecticut radio personality Rockin' Ron Sedaly is home safe. His cross-country trip that literally took him from here in Connecticut to the U.S.-Mexico border in San Diego, California, is over after a month of traveling and exploration. He's back home in Connecticut, got home safely last Sunday night, As he returned, fireworks were being held across the state, and he insists that it wasn't for the 4th of July, that it instead was for his grand return. Attention art lovers, take a trip to Eastern Connecticut for the newly relaunched gallery at the Norwich Arts Center. Since they reopened in their reimagined space back on July 5th, they're featuring art from local artists. To learn more about the Norwich Arts Center and all of the programs available to you and the public, visit norwicharts.org. That's norwicharts.org. The Naugatuck Animal Control Department is thankful to Choice Pet of Southbury. They're applauding the store's donation of much-needed pet supplies and food. The Naugatuck Animal Control shelter is at near capacity, so this is a donation that will no doubt go a long way. For those of you looking to make a new connection, and one in person, not one in this 2-3D parallel universe that we call our cell phones, Spotlight Connecticut guest Jill Dunn of the Jillinet Matchmaking Service in Connecticut has a single spotlight for us. You may remember her. She's a regular around Valentine's Day on the show. She wants you to meet Jay, not J-A-Y, but the initial J, the letter J, a 54-year-old woman looking for a man in Connecticut between the ages of 45 and 60. She has a wide variety of interests, is known for her laughter, and loves learning new things. Her ideal partner is honest, intelligent, open-minded, inquisitive, curious, and genuine. If you're interested, email Jill at hello@jillinit.com. You can find her on social media. Look for jillin.it. Jill, the word in, and it, I-T. That's all you need to know. All right, now that story about Trella Hart that I promised. From singing on radio jingles and commercials to a stint at Capitol Records, there's a good chance at some point in your life you've been among the millions who've heard her voice, even if you didn't know her name. I'm talking about Trella Hart, a tremendous talent and an even better friend I feel blessed to have made. Some people did come to know her name through her work because her sound was that identifiable. And just this past week, I saw proof of that. I noticed someone's post in a New Haven-themed Facebook group that remembered Trella's jingles that were used in the New Haven area on the radio, and somebody said, OMG, I remember those. Then I saw a thread about her in a New York City-themed forum, something similar, and then I saw her talked about online in Nashville, and the list can go on and on and on. But for those of you who don't recognize the name, my friend Kennard Deutsch may be able to help us with this introduction. He said it best in his 2002 history, The Jingle Book. Quote, I am at a loss to describe Trella Hart's unmistakable singing voice. It's a little like the scent of jasmine on a quiet, starry night. That's no good. It's strawberry ice cream with bananas on top. Sorry, that's worse. Try again. Her laugh starts small like a little ripple, but can erupt into a full-fledged milk-through-the-nose snort at times. That really doesn't do it any justice either. But anyone who ever heard the jingles, or any of the hundreds of commercials this woman has sung, you'll know her voice and love it.
The Dr. Pepper Difference.
Set your dial
on 1400
WNUE.
Lucky 13.
Fun.
WABZ.
Did you hear the Connecticut connection in there? And I would like to send out a special thanks to Pam's Productions and Jam Creative Productions. Learn more about their work and a little bit more about Trella even at PAMS.com or Jingles.com. Aside from jingles, Trella sang for Capitol Records. She even had a song released to see how it would test against another new talent on the label at the time. Her name's Anne Murray. and unfortunate for Trella, Anne ended up with Deal and became the big superstar and household name that we've known her as. I interviewed Trella in 2016, and the story goes like this. I was working to talk with a bunch of studio singers like Trella and interview them for a series that I was putting together, a little documentary that I made. Trella was obviously somebody that I wanted to go after, but I couldn't figure out how to get in touch with her. So after talking with a bunch of people, after trying some contact information that had been expired, I finally made contact with Trella Hart in 2016, interviewed her, and 2 years later, after keeping in touch with her, I visited Dallas, Texas, which is where she lived, and I said, Trella, I called her up and I said, I've got to meet you. So she came to meet me in the hotel lobby where I was staying. And after about a minute or so, she said, Morgan, you seem nervous. What's on your mind? And I was just so in disbelief that I had an opportunity to meet her. I know that she wasn't a Ringo Starr type celebrity or anything like that, but there was just something about Trella and her story that absolutely made me breathless. People who know Trella or know of her story ask me, well, Morgan, what did you talk about? To be honest with you, we didn't talk very much about Jingles or her career as a singer. Talked about that for maybe a minute. And the rest of it was just, what do you think about Dallas? Here's something that you could check out. She was working in interior decorating. She told me about that. She told me about her son. She told me about her trips down to Houston, which is where her family was. She told me about growing up on a small farm. She talked a little bit about politics, I think. So there was a lot more to Trella than there was just singing Jingles. And she truly was one of the nicest persons I ever met. We opened with one of her songs, and we'll close with one at the end of our show. And I'm sad to say that Trella Hart died on the 4th of July in Dallas at the age of 88. Rest in peace, Trella Hart, a voice many in Connecticut and the country came to know and love, even if they didn't know her by name. This week on Spotlight Connecticut, what happens to old farm equipment that's on its last leg? Well, it doesn't have to die. Let's go over to the Zagray Farm Museum in Colchester. We've got a few guests with us this hour. We're going to take a look at how they're preserving history on Spotlight Connecticut. Find me on socials at MC News Talk.
This is WTIC in Hartford.
Recognizing the best fans on Spotlight Connecticut.
Hi, I'm Charlie in Farmington, and I'm listening to Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
And we are live talking about the Zagray Farm and their summer show, which is coming up on July 20th and 21st. It's located in Colchester. And a listener tipped me off and told me about this. Shout out Keith in Hebron. Hi, Keith. He told me all about what this group was about and introduced it to me and said, you know, they'd be perfect for your show. And so I just always stress that anybody who thinks that there might be some topic involving Connecticut out there that I should have on the show, by all means, let me know. Find me on social media at MC News Talk. We have several guests this week to talk about the farm, and Vice President Mark Bezanson is with us first up. Mark, welcome to the show. Hi.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Now, this seems like such a niche topic. Of course, there's so much news with agriculture. There are so many farms across the country. But I've never actually heard of a farm museum until preparing this show. So give me an idea. First of all, you obviously have to be really interested in this topic yourself to say I want to be part of this team.
Okay, you could call it niche. But really, if you have an interest in mechanical things of any type, 20th century, 19th century, all that type of farming apparatus, whether it be tractors, trucks, shovels, dozers, big engines, oil field engines, anything that moves, that runs, that makes things, that produces crops, it's all part of antique machinery collecting. And we welcome all of those here at Zagray Farm.
How do you guys find all of these equipment pieces? Do you guys actively go out and look for some? Do people donate them? Do they know of you guys?
Well, that's changed tons over the years. I've been involved my whole life, really. And initially, it would be word of mouth. People know what you're into, and they say, Mark, there's this really cool tractor here in Montville, Connecticut, or wherever you might find these things. And you'd search them out, and you'd break out the old map, and you'd draw on the map where you're going, and you'd go and meet these people. And the thing about people that collect farm machinery and that type of thing is they're very kind, generous people that want to share with you. And that is what's drawn in so many of our members, I think.
You know, that really seems to be what's at the heart of farming overall, because what are people on farms doing? In most instances, they're not just serving themselves. They're serving other people. They want to share it with other people.
Absolutely. They're supporting their families, their neighborhoods, their local neighborhoods. If they're at the town green selling vegetables and that sort of thing, they're supporting their communities. And sometimes it gets wider spread if you're a large farm out west or down south. In Connecticut here, you've got a lot of smaller farms that serve locally. It is more of a focus for them. Now, the Zagre farm looks at the history of all of that. So if you're a history buff, if you're a mechanical engineering buff, if you're a tractor or engine guy, there's a home for you here. And it's really an amazing place, what we've established here with the vision coming from the Zagre brothers. And we just work every day to continue that forward.
The name Zagre, first of all, I love it. It's cool to say. I think it makes for a great name, the Zagre Farm Museum in Colchester. Who is that family, though? Who are the Zagres? Are they still around?
They are not. There was three brothers, Stanley, Harry, and Willie. And they all had their niches in the farm. Stanley, for instance, was a machinist by trade. And so we have a machine shop here on the property that features mostly Connecticut-made machines. Harry was very much the farmer of the family, and Willie did a little bit of the machinery and all the buying and selling and whatnot. And none of them had children. So when I believe it was Harry was the last to pass, he arranged it to pass this property on with the gifting letter to create a farm museum here to us. We're a machinery club, obviously. And so we have continuously, since 2000, strived to develop it the best way we can.
Coming up next weekend is something that you guys do from time to time, and that is a farm show. This is specifically the Zagre Farm Summer Show on July 20th and 21st. What's that all about? Could you run through some of the bullet points of that event?
Absolutely. So it is the 20th, 21st. What we do is we open the entire property up. You've got engines, big flywheel engines running. We have tractors driving. We have hay wagons bringing people around. There's a large sandbox area for kids to play in. There's construction equipment pushing dirt and moving dirt with dump trucks. At the farmhouse side, there is the machine shop with machines turning and displaying exactly what they made. And a lot of that was developed here on the farm by Stanley. Out back, we've got the sawmill running. So if you're a sawyer and you're into circular sawmills, we have it here for you. It's a Lane sawmill, got a 23-foot bed. We cut all of our own material that's used on our projects in the farm. In other words, all of our buildings are produced right here on property.
Vice President Mark Bezanson is my guest on Spotlight Connecticut. And I want to know, Mark, for people who are interested in attending this next weekend, how can they go? Is there a cost? Where can they go online to learn a little bit more about you guys?
Absolutely. It is $10 per person admission. Kids 15 and under are free. We encourage the youth to come because there's so much here for them to learn and see. We are in Colchester. If you look us up on Facebook, Zagre Farm, that is probably the best outlet. We are also online with the website, zagrefarm.com, zagrefarmmuseum.com, excuse me. And also, we have YouTube videos and all that available out there, too. There's some great videos that have been uploaded over the years. Really interesting things.
I'm Morgan Cunningham. It is Spotlight Connecticut. We're about to take a break, but we are not done talking about the Zagre Farm and their summer show coming up next weekend, the 20th and 21st in Colchester. Up next, we've got Connor Bishop. He's the president.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
And of the group and the farm, he's going to be coming on to talk a little bit more about what they do and how they do it. Then we're going to hear from another member of the team, Alan Alonso, near the end of the program. So stay with us on WTIC News Talk 1080. It's Spotlight Connecticut. Find me on socials too, at MC News Talk. Diana Ross and the super hit Supremes getting us back into Spotlight Connecticut. This week talking about the Zagre Farm Museum, which is in Colchester. Now, again, as I said at the beginning of the program, it does sound niche, but when you think about it, there's more to it than just some tractors that are on display. Although I will say that the idea of a farm museum, I think, is a genius idea, and it's not one that I hear a whole lot about. And this is the first time I've actually been made aware that there's one here in Connecticut. You see, I've lived here my whole life, and I'm still learning about things and things to do and see in Connecticut. And again, I want to stress that this was suggested to me by a listener, Keith. And if you're interested in getting in touch with me, one of the best ways to do it, one of the easiest ways, is to find me on social media at MC News Talk. That's Facebook, X, Instagram. I am there. Just go over to at MC News Talk. You can reach out to me there or find me by email, although this is clunky, Morgan.Cunningham at Odyssey.com. See, I told you it's clunky. AUDACY, morgan.cunningham@odyssey.com. AUDACY. And maybe we'll be able to get a show on the air about your topic. No promises, but we'll see. We're continuing talking about Zagre in Colchester, and I'm with President Connor Bishop. Connor, welcome to the show. Hi.
Hello. Thank you. Great being here.
Happy to have you on the show. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the preservation of this old farm equipment, right? Because, you know, some of this stuff I'm imagining dates back well over perhaps maybe 50 years or 60 years. And to make it look good is a challenge. To make it work, to make it serviceable, I'm sure is a challenge. Also, to make sure that you have the space for this equipment to properly house it is all a challenge. Am I right?
Absolutely, yeah. And that number you threw out of 50 or 60 years is probably some of our newer stuff.
Wow.
We have things that easily go back 100 years or more. And it's definitely a challenge, but it's a fun challenge, keeping everything functioning the way it should. We receive a lot of donations, and they're in all variety of conditions. Some of our tractors or other pieces of equipment have been restored by some previous owner, and they want to donate it to us for us to preserve it. And other times, it's something that's been sitting in the weeds for decades, and it takes a massive amount of volunteer effort to take it apart, to fix it, restore it, machine new parts, or any other variety of things to get it back together, and then keep it going for years to come. And that's what all of us are here for, is to preserve it and maintain it for generations to come, to show how things used to be years ago.
I'm thinking about the Danbury Rail Museum. They told me that they have train cars that come from all over Pennsylvania, Eastern Connecticut, etc. And one might wonder, how are you supposed to get an old, not running locomotive or train car that's not in the best of repair to Danbury, Connecticut to be on display? I would imagine that in some ways what you guys are doing is quite similar to that momentous effort.
Yeah, we have some real heavy iron here, and one example of that is our Fairbanks Morse diesel. It's a 300-horsepower diesel engine that weighs 22 tons, and it's coupled up to a generator, which has another 10 tons or so, I think. And that was donated to us from the city of New Britain. It produced electricity for their city water. And when their water plant was decommissioned, they donated the engine to us, and it sat under a tarp for over a decade. And even just sitting there, we had to put love and time and effort into it, making sure that nothing got rusted up or that nothing took on rainwater.
Sure.
And then finally, when we were able to build a building for it, to run it and display it, we poured a foundation for it, a concrete foundation, and we had to use one of our cranes. We have a Northwest 80D crane that picked up the engine, 22 tons, swung it over into place, and then once the engine was in place on the foundation that we poured, we were able to build the building around it. And again, like Mark said, that building was built entirely with lumber that we mill on our own sawmill here.
Wow. That is a serious effort. And risky, too, using a crane for something so old and historic, because one misstep with that crane, and that could be a real problem.
Yeah, absolutely. But that ties into the maintenance aspect of it. There's a lot of work that goes on here that nobody notices except for really the people doing it and the people helping, is just the hours upon hours or days or weeks of greasing, oiling, replacing old parts, machining new bushings, or putting, in the case of the crane, putting a new cable on it for hoisting, or any variety of things like that. There's a massive amount of maintenance that goes on that enables us to have the equipment that we have and put on the shows that we do.
Well, in this show, we're only talking to three guys. We had VP Mark Benzinson on. We had President, Connor Bishop, and also coming up, another team member, Alan Alonzo. Now, that's just three people. But you need more than three people, obviously, to accomplish all of these goals. Yes?
Yeah, we do. We have, I think we have about 300 members total. And if anybody's interested in becoming a member, they can go on our website, zagrefarmmuseum.org, and download a membership form and send it in. It's $20 a year, and get involved in our club and help out here if that's something they're interested in.
About how many people are on the team so far?
And as far as people that are here every weekend, there's anywhere between five or ten people that are doing the majority of the work, mowing the lawn, painting buildings, putting up new buildings, working on restoring the equipment that we have on display, and any other variety of tasks that we need to do.
Coming up, you guys have the Zagre Farm Summer Show that is on July 20th and 21st. This is the Zagre Farm, which is in Colchester. Tell me a little bit more about that day. I know that Mark talked a little bit about some of the basics, which we can go through again, and we should, for our listeners who may be joining us just now. But also, you guys have like a swap meet coming up and some vendors who are going to be there. So this isn't just an opportunity to see some of the old farm equipment.
That's correct. Yeah, we have a massive amount of stuff here to see during our show. And that's what dragged me in instantly. The first time I came here 13 years ago, I was just in awe with all the stuff that I could look at and admire. So there is a big swap meet or flea market. People come in to sell all variety of tools and tractor and engine parts and anything else. And there's also a display section of the show field where people with their own tractors or engines or any sort of other equipment that they've restored and they want to display it and show it off, they can come here and display it. Exhibitors during our show have free admission. And then in addition to that, we have all of our own displays. We have our sawmill running. We have our sand pit with all sorts of construction and earth-moving equipment, bulldozers, cable shovels, and cranes. There's always tractors driving around. There's on Sunday, there's a tractor pull. We have two stationary engine buildings featuring all sorts of hit-and-miss engines, farm engines, oil field engines, the big Fairbanks Morse diesel that I mentioned earlier, a Atlas Imperial diesel that came out of a button factory in Willington, Connecticut. We have a massive 88-by-200-foot tractor barn that we put up a number of years ago that houses an amazing collection of restored tractors and farm equipment and other memorabilia. And we have a food pavilion here where you can get some delicious lunch and refreshments.
Sounds like quite a weekend you guys have coming up.
Yes, it is. There's always a lot going on. And
you're just excited. You're at a loss for words. You're excited.
I'm at a loss for words. Yeah, I don't know where to go because there's so much to see and so much to do. And there's also the machine shop and farmhouse up front that are open for display. The machine shop was set up by Stanley Zagre, and there's also a foundry there. They used to cast their own parts and machine them. The farmhouse is left original as it was when the Zagres lived there, and we have that open for tours.
Just reiterate for everybody, where is the farm and where can they go online maybe to learn a little bit more about this? And also, what's the cost to enter next weekend's show?
The Zagre Farm Museum is in Colchester, Connecticut. It's at 544 Amston Road. You can visit us on zagrefarmmuseum.com, or you could also check us out on Facebook at Zagre Farm Museum.
Connor, I appreciate your coming on the show. That is the president of the Zagre Farm Museum, located in Colchester, President Connor Bishop. And up next, we have Alan Alonzo, who's another member of the team keeping things running. I'm Morgan Cunningham. It is Spotlight Connecticut. Find me on socials at MC News Talk.
This is WTIC in Hartford.
Spotlight Connecticut is where you heard this.
EVs don't seem to be as efficient for traveling. So my question is, what's being done to speed up that process?
Marty, typical EV battery is about 400 volts. We are actually looking at the next generation in the industry around 800 volts, which would then allow even faster charging.
Find the Spotlight Connecticut podcast on Odyssey. That's Audacy, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I find it interesting how, you know, in one episode we're talking about the future of equipment, say EVs, and here we are today talking about the preservation of history, and there's nothing wrong with that. And I think that there should be more history preservation and talk, and it's happening at the Zagre Farm in Colchester. We've had now two guys on the show to this point to talk about Zagre and their upcoming farm summer show coming up next weekend. That's July 20th and 21st. Now, our final guest for the show is Alan Alonzo, and he has a very official title. He is a member of the board of directors, and he is with us on Spotlight Connecticut. A pleasure to have you on, Alan. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you for having us. It's great to get the word out about the Zagre Farm Museum here in Colchester.
And hopefully I'm not too scary. The other guys, you know, they went through me first. So hopefully, you know, you guys are all in the same room. So hopefully not too terrifying to be on the show.
Yeah, it's old hat now. I've been here for 27 minutes to get a feel for how the interview goes.
People always think I'm so scary, but I'm not. All right. So anyway, I wanted to talk with you a little bit about the volunteer hours, the manpower that goes into just keeping Zagre running, right?
Yeah. So for our upcoming show next week, it'll all start on Tuesday. We have a crew of guys that come in and mow our 40-plus acre show field. They mow it every week. So on Tuesday, they'll come in and get the field all mowed. There's a crew of three that religiously mow the property here for us. And then we have to set up the show field, which is about 300 PVC posts that go in the field that mark off the vendor spaces and parking areas and all that. So that'll bring us into Wednesday. And if you're here and see the shape that we're in on Tuesday and Wednesday, you'll think it's impossible that we're going to be hosting a show over the weekend. But by hook or by crook, everyone shows up and pitches in, and the place always looks amazing. And I'm always impressed with some of the new stuff I see that gets pulled out of the woodwork and is up and running and operating.
That much of a transition, really?
Absolutely. You know, there's projects that are in the works all over the place, and they magically get cleaned up, and the floor even gets washed in the barn, and we look very presentable.
So tell me a little bit about the need to get more people in, right? Because I'm hearing that there's, what was the number earlier, 5 to 10 really active volunteers, and of course you get people who are interested that maybe they're not there every single week, but they're there from time to time, or perhaps they show up whenever you guys have one of these shows about all of the farm equipment that you guys have and what you guys do at Zagre and Colchester. But obviously, a group like yours needs people. They need more people.
Yeah, yep. We're a great outlet for, you know, retirees. You know, if they want to come and get out of the house and keep busy, we certainly can find something for them to do. What I would encourage people to do is to come to the show. And I think my theory is you've come to the show once, you continue to come back. We have three shows a year. This is our July summer show coming up. We also have shows in May, the first weekend in May, and the first weekend in October. So if you can't make the July show, certainly put the October show on your calendar. And like I said, visit the farm. And if you like what you see, show up on any Saturday, and we'd be glad to give you an in-depth tour and introduce you to the folks. And, you know, we'd like to put you to work for all intents and purposes. We're unfortunately, we're an aging group, and we've lost some key members over the last 7 years that I've been here. But, you know, we need some younger blood. Fortunately, Mark and Connor are some of our younger members, and we do have some third and fourth generation upcoming people who will be able to take over the reins. But we, in the interim, we certainly need assistance in doing what we do.
I have met a number of young farmers from, say, Eastern Connecticut, which is where you guys are in Colchester. And I'm talking about guys who are, you know, kind of in their teens and 20s and maybe their 30s. And they love what they do, and they're very proud of the work that they do as farmers. Yet, how do you guys reach them? I don't know if they have necessarily the time, right? Because farming is literally an all-day adventure for those who do it full-time. But how do you guys think that you could get their interest now, so maybe when they have that time a little later, perhaps in life, that they could be part of what you guys do?
Yeah, interestingly, you touch on how farming is a sunrise to sunset operation. The true theme of the farm here is how mechanization has changed the life of the farmer and actually made the life of the farmer a little bit easier over the past 100 years. And it's all that mechanization that we have on display here. But certainly, you know, we understand that, you know, if you spark an interest when you're young before you're married, you show up, but then, you know, you get married and you start a family, and, you know, baseball and other things, you know, keep you away. But if you find yourself later in life where you have time on your hands, we certainly would love to have you come down and introduce you to the place and put you to work.
Alan, we're down to about the last minute. I'm sorry, but that's time just about. So make the last minute count here. Where can people find you guys online, and how can people find you for next weekend's Summer Farm Show?
All right. I think Connor and Mark mentioned both ZagaryFarmMuseum.com and .org. Either will work, actually. And we're both on Facebook. We have a big presence. And we have a Zagary Farm YouTube channel that Mark mentioned that you certainly should check out and get an idea of how the place operates. And then if you just go on YouTube and search for the Zagary Farm Show, a bunch of people who have been to the show have made videos of the show, so they get an idea of what it's like, and hopefully will make you want to come and see it in person.
Mark, Connor, and Alan, I thank all of you guys for coming on Spotlight Connecticut this week. The Zagary Farm Museum and Farm Overall in Colchester, Connecticut. Check out their show next weekend, and my show also next weekend. Bye, everybody.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham, embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.